You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now for a weekly check-in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon as we explore the good, the bad, and the ugly from this weekend sports. And shall we start with those Lions? That home opener against Tennessee certainly sent everybody home with a pretty sour taste. Guess the new cheerleaders didn't help.
You started with the ugly, didn't you?
I did.
Right, not the cheerleaders, by the way, to be clear about that.
Right, the
performance in the field, I'm sure the cheerleaders are beautiful and
yes,
smart and all that good stuff. But anyway, yes, the Lions did what the Lions do. They had a 15-3 lead in the second half, and they found a way, of course, to blow it 16-15. Look, people, I've told you before, this is what the Lions do. They've been doing it for all my life, so you can't act surprised.
They get your hopes up.
Not mine.
Like that. Well, yeah, you were not too jacked up by about that win that they had to open the season, right?
Exactly right.
So here we go, the home opener, and plump. Who gets most of the blame, do you think, for this implosion?
The water that this organization must be drinking, because it transcends the quarterbacks, the defense, the coaches, you name it, the general managers come and go. This has been a constant in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So I am in no way shocked, be shocked if they somehow find a way not to blow it. So it is what it is, but that's what the Lions do.
What do you see next weekend against Green Bay? Enough said. Over to the Tigers.
Quote that.
Quote that. All right, so that Sunday win over Cleveland capped quite a roller coaster weekend, and it's coming down to the wire for the regular season. Do you see them making the postseason?
They are now two games out of a wild card. They have no chance of beating Cleveland for the division.
Okay.
This team, by the way, has also been consistent the entire year, and being inconsistent, that they've been teasing their fans from the time you and I were talking about this in May.
Yeah.
And it's either the hitting's gone, or the pitching's gone, or the relief pitching's gone. Now they are two games out. They are now 2-15 against Cleveland. If they're even won half those games, they'd be by far the division champ. But coming up, you've got Minnesota. They are the worst team in baseball. You've got Kansas City. They're okay. Cleveland, very good. Atlanta, you finish with. They're the second worst team in baseball. So six of your last 13 games are against miserable competition. They have got a chance.
They have got a chance. Over to Big Ten football. How does the Big Ten look after the weekend?
Shockingly good. Here's the best part, folks. Four teams in the Big Ten, the much maligned Big Ten, along with the Rust Belt and everything else, four teams in the top 11 are Big Ten teams: Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Wisconsin in that order. The next closest is two. No other conference has got two teams or more than two in that batch. So that's very impressive. The bad news is now the Big Ten East, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State will eat its own the rest of the way in. So they can't hold this spot. But they look very impressive. Michigan State, one of the stories this weekend.
Let's talk about that. Were you surprised they beat Notre Dame?
I was not surprised they beat them. I thought it'd be a slugfest. I was surprised they had a 36-7 lead late in the third quarter. That was stunning. And Notre Dame did come back.
Oh, they did.
But Michigan State held on. They were clearly the better team.
What did we learn about the Spartans from this win?
They're tough. They're tough. And, of course, your boy Tyler O'Connor, the guy I said was ready, is in fact ready, the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the Michigan win over Colorado? What does your report card say about the Wolverines?
Good enough at this stage. They started out down 21-7 at home in the first few minutes, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But they adjusted, had a halftime lead, and finally blew them out, ultimately, 45-28. It shows you that Harbaugh's staff has got the skill that Bo's staff had, which is at halftime, figure out what the other team's doing, what we're doing wrong, and fix it. And they did. So down the stretch, they outscored them 38-7. That's what a good coaching staff will do.
Making course adjustments. So let's talk about next week. Let's see if we can get any Bacon predictions. Michigan hosting Penn State?
Michigan. I don't like the Penn State team. I think they're soft. I think they're not well coached.
All right. Michigan State playing Wisconsin.
That'll be a good one. Actually, I think Wisconsin, they barely escaped Georgia State. Not Georgia people, but Georgia State. You've not heard of them, neither have I. They had no business being in that game. So I think right now Michigan State probably is the better team. This is a marquee game for both teams.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.